Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12 and verse 34. Here we come to the last discourse in this little series on this episode where the scribe wants to know from Jesus. He wants to know what is the greatest commandment. And we've had the answer and so on, and the scribe has made his comment. And we get this, the upshot, the outcome. And there are two outcomes. When Jesus saw, verse 34, when Jesus saw that he, that is the scribe, had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And the second outcome? And from then on, no one dared ask him, Jesus, any more questions. Mark chapter 12 and verse 34. It's full steam ahead now as far as the Jews are concerned. Full steam ahead to what? To the crucifixion of Christ. And as they see it, the safety of their own nation, their own position, their own power, their own influence, their own status, and they're getting rid of this radical preacher who's done so much to upset the apple cart. That is the second outcome here. The first is this, Jesus' words to this scribe. And Christ commends this scribe. The scribe had been weighing Christ, hadn't he? He'd been weighing his answer. He'd been thinking about it. And he comments on it. But you see, the truth is, Christ has been weighing him. Now, I think that's a very important principle. We sit under preaching. We're judging the preaching. We're weighing the preaching. We're weighing the preacher and all the rest of it. Yes, so you can see all that. But as John 12:48 says, not only are we, as it were, judging the preacher, but the word of Jesus, is judging us. We judge the preacher, but God, through his word, is actually weighing us. And Jesus is weighing this man here. Yes, he's got the commendation of the scribe, but it's Christ's weighing of the scribe himself and his own commendation that's really important here. You've been wise, he said. You've been prudent. You've been thoughtful. You haven't been superficial. You haven't been emotional. This is a good thing. You've been calm and reflective. You've understood and you've grasped and you're candid about it and you're honest about it. Excellent, excellent, excellent. But you are not far from the kingdom of God. Of course, the world has got its proverbs and they get it right very often. These old proverbs. And this is as good as a mile, isn't it? To be near the kingdom. Remember that old hymn? So near to the kingdom. Nearer you could not be. So near. But actually so far. This is the truth about this scribe. He is so near to the kingdom. But on the evidence we have here, we cannot say that he's right in the kingdom, that he is saved. He knows so much. He's familiar with it. He's weighed it. He's calm. He's reflective. He's not superficial. He's not going on emotion. He's weighing everything and he's open and candid. It's all wonderful. But he's only near the kingdom. I think this is a very important point to weigh. Numbers 35, refuge cities. Remember the six cities? It's no good the Israelites being outside the city, near the city. They have to be inside the city of refuge. It's no good being near to Christ. I fear today people are happy if they attend chapel. They attend services. They attend preaching. It's not attendance that we want. We have to know Christ. It's not attending chapel. It's not attending church. It's not being close to it. It's not agreeing with it. It's not assenting to it. Jesus is really inviting him here. You're not far from the kingdom. Surely come unto me. Come into the kingdom. Come unto me, all you who labor, all you who are near to the kingdom. Are you near to the kingdom, my friend? Is anybody listening to me? You know these things. You understand these things. You appreciate these things. But you've never trusted Christ. Then don't wait there, drifting on the outside. How long halt ye between two opinions? Choose you this day whom you will serve. So, this man shows me, it's not just the head. Is his heart given to Christ? Is his life given to Christ? Is his soul given to Christ? That's what counts. Sincerity, discretion, discussion, discernment, that's not enough. if this man never did come, he'll have an eternity of regret. So near to the kingdom, I nearer could not be, but near was not near enough. Don't be near, my friend. Come into Christ, and come now.